You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.
What a strange world we live in. What a shame, oh, what a shame. Someone's always quarreling. Then marriage don't remain. Divorces by the thousands. Is this human race insane? I always thought that marriage should be a sacred thing. Married by the Bible, divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible, no divorces by the law. Steps are often taken without thinking twice, and oft times there's a child or two who's left to pay the price. Those little hearts so innocent, they don't know who's to blame. No mom and dad to love them. What a shame, oh what a shame. Married by the Bible and divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible and no divorces by the law. Married by the Bible, divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible, no divorces by the law.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I hope you liked that song. It really caught my ear. This is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 366th Word for Word show. This is the last edition today of the Book of Jasher, Sefer HaYashar, the Book of the Upright. We're going to be doing chapters 90 and 91. And that'll wrap it up. Now, on Monday, the 9th, we'll get into the Book of Tobit in the Apocrypha. But this finishes up Jasher today. I am at the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We had Passover the other day, and I pre-recorded this for during the feast. I am observant, and I have urged everyone to be observant. You can do the Feast of Unleavened Bread at home, but it is a commanded feast, so there's no excuse for not doing it. Let me give you my website. It is https://www.jasher.org. www.pastor-steve.com. That's the whole address. Or you can type in pastor-steve.com. It'll probably take you there. This has been an exciting ride and has gone through several books of Scripture. Yashar is an expanded history of what went on back then with the Israelites. A lot of stuff is missing out of the King James. So let's get into this and enjoy it. Let's finish her up. I have been very privileged to bring this to you, and I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have. Chapter 90, verse 1. At that time, in the fifth year after the children of Israel had passed over the Jordan, that's the Jordan River, after the children of Israel had rested from their war with the Canaanite, that's Canaanites, at that time great and severe battles arose between Edom and the children of Chittim. And the children of Chittim fought against Edom. The Edomites were always fighting somebody. They just couldn't let it go. Verse 2. And Abianus, king of Chittim, went forth in that year, that is, in the 31st year of his reign, and a great force with him of the mighty men of the children of Chittim. Those are the Hittites. And he went to Seir to fight against the children of Esau. And Hadad, the king of Edom, heard of his report, and he went forth to meet him with a heavy people and strong force, engaged in battle with him in the field of Edom. Verse 4. And the hand of Chittim prevailed over the children of Esau, and the children of Chittim slew of the children of Esau 22,000. And all the children of Esau fled from before them. I guess so. That's a lot of people to die. And I guess they fled. Verse 5. And the children of Chittim pursued them, and they reached Hadad, king of Edom, who was running before them, and they caught him alive. And they brought him to Abianus, king of Chittim. And Abianus ordered him, verse 6, and Abianus ordered him to be slain. And Hadad, king of Edom, died in the 48th year of his reign. Almost 50 years. Verse 7. And the children of Chittim continued their pursuit of Edom, and they smote them with a great slaughter. And Edom became subject to the children of Chittim. Verse 8. And the children of Chittim ruled over Edom, and Edom became under the hand of the children of Chittim, and became one kingdom from that day. Verse 9. And from that time they could no more lift up their heads, and their kingdom became one with the children of Chittim. Verse 10. And Abianus placed officers in Edom, and all the children of Edom became subject and tributary to Abianus. And Abianus turned back to his own land, Chittim. Verse 11. And when he returned, he renewed his government and built for himself a spacious and fortified palace for a royal residence, and reigned securely over the children of Chittim and over Edom. Verse 12. And those days, after the children of Israel had driven away all the Canaanite and the Emori, that's the Canaanites and Amorites, Joshua was old and advanced in years. Verse 13, and you can reference the book of Joshua, chapter 13, verse 1. And Yahweh said to Joshua, "You are old and advanced in life, and a great part of the land remains to be possessed." Verse 14. "Now, therefore, divide this land for an inheritance to the 9 tribes and to the half tribe of Manasseh." Okay, well, 2 of the tribes stayed on the other side of the Jordan, and half of the tribe of Manasseh stayed with them. Well, the rest of them came over to the other side. "And Joshua rose up and did as Yahweh had spoken to him." Verse 15. "And he divided the whole land to the tribes of Israel as an inheritance according to their divisions." Verse 16. "But to the tribe of Levi he gave no inheritance. The offerings of Yahweh are their inheritance, as Yahweh had spoken of them by the hand of Moshe." Verse 17. "And Joshua gave Mount Hebron to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, one portion above his brethren, as Yahweh had spoken through Moshe," because Caleb was faithful. Caleb and Joshua, they were the only two. There, verse 18, "Therefore Hebron became an inheritance to Caleb and his children unto this day." That was when this was written, okay? Verse 19. "And Joshua divided the whole land by lots to all Israel for an inheritance, as Yahweh had commanded him." Verse 20. "And the children of Israel gave cities to the Levites, from their own inheritance, and suburbs for their cattle and property, as Yahweh had commanded Moshe. So did the children of Israel, and they divided the land by lot," that's with the Urim and Thummim, whether great or small. Verse 21. "And they went to inherit the land according to their boundaries. And the children of Israel gave to Joshua the son of Nun an inheritance among them." Verse 22. "By the word of Yahweh did they give to him the city which he required, Timnath-Serach and Mount Ephraim, and he built the city and dwelt therein." Verse 23. "These are the inheritances, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the forefathers of the tribes portioned out to the children of Israel by lot in Shiloh before Yahweh at the door of the tabernacle, and they left off dividing the land." Verse 24. "And Yahweh gave the land to the Israelites, and they possessed it as Yahweh had spoken to them, and as Yahweh had sworn to their forefathers," or ancestors, whichever you want. It's the same. Verse 25. "And Yahweh gave to the Israelites rest from all their enemies around them, and no man stood up against them, and Yahweh delivered all their enemies into their hands, and not one thing failed of all the good," You hear that? Not one thing failed of all the good which Yahweh had spoken to the children of Israel. Yea, Yahweh performed everything. And Yahshua called to all the children of Israel, and he blessed them, and he commanded them to serve Yahweh. And he afterward sent them away, and they went, each man to his city and each man to his inheritance. Verse 27, and the children of Israel served Yahweh all the days of Yahshua, and Yahweh gave them rest from all around, and they dwelt securely in their cities. Because they were obedient at that time. You know, what's it take? I don't know. Oh, man, I tell you. If we were obedient today, just think how wonderful it would be. Verse 28, and it came to pass in those days that Abianus, king of Chittim, died in the 38th year of his reign, that is the 7th year of his reign over Edom. And they buried him in his place which he had built for himself. And Latinus reigned in his stead 50 years. Now listen to this. Verse 29. And during his reign he brought forth an army, and he went and fought against the inhabitants of Britannia and Kernania, the children of Elisha, son of Yawan. Now those are the Greeks. It's not Javan, it's Yawan. Okay? And he prevailed over them and made them tributary. Verse 30. Let me get a little drink of coffee here. He then heard that Edom had revolted from under the hand of Chittim, and Latinus went to them and smote them and subdued them and placed them under the hand of the children of Chittim. And Edom became one kingdom with the children of Chittim all the days. Those are the Hittites. And the Edomites, same. They're ites. They're mutts. They're cursed seed. Read the book of Obadiah, the whole book. Verse 31, and for many years there was no king in Edom, and their government was with the children of Chittim and their king. Verse 32, and it was in the 26th year after the children of Israel had passed the Jordan, that is the 66th year after the children of Israel had departed from Egypt, that's Mitzrayim, that Yahshua was old, advanced in years, being 108 years old in those days. That's a ripe old age. Verse 33, and you can reference Joshua 23, verse 1. And Yahshua called to all Israel, to their elders, their judges, and officers, after Yahweh had given to all the Israelites rest from all their enemies round about. And Yahshua said to the elders and to their judges, behold, I am old, advanced in years, and you have seen what Yahweh has done to all the nations whom he has driven away from before you. For it is Yahweh who has fought for you. In other words, don't take it on yourself. Oh, we're so mighty. Because look at what's facing us today, folks. If Yahweh is not with us, we're hit. But he's going to be with his remnant. Now, he might not be with those that are not his. So the fence sitters are in trouble. Verse 34. Now, therefore, strengthen yourselves to keep and do all the words of the law of Moshe. That's like the feasts, which I stress. Keep the feast. They're a wonderful time. Believe me, they're wonderful. Not to deviate from it to the right or the left, and not to come among those nations who are left in the land, because they'll pollute you. Neither shall you make mention of the name of their God, but you shall cleave to Yahweh your Elohim as you have done to this day. Verse 35. And Yahshua greatly exhorted the children of Israel to serve Yahweh all their days. Verse 36. And all the Israelites said at that time, we will serve Yahweh, our Elohim, in all our days. We and our children and our children's children and our seed forever. Well, it didn't last forever now, did it? But there's some of us around. Verse 37. And Yahshua made a covenant with the people on that day, and he sent away the children of Israel, and they went each man to his inheritance and to his city. Verse 38. And it was in those days, when the children of Israel were dwelling securely in their cities, that they buried the coffins of the tribes of their ancestors, which they had brought up from Mitzrayim, each man in the inheritance of his children. The 12 sons of Yaakov did the children of Israel bury, each man in the possession of his children. They've been carrying them all those years. Wow. Verse 39. And these are the names of the cities wherein they buried the 12 sons of Yaakov, whom the children of Israel had brought up from Mitzrayim. Verse 40. And they buried Reuben and Gad, G-A-D, on this side of the Jordan. That's where their tribes were. And Romiah. Which Moshe had given to their children. Verse 41. And Shimeon and Levi they buried in the city Mauda, which he had given to the children of Shimeon, and the suburb of the city was for the children of Levi. Verse 42. And Yehuda they buried in the city of Binyamin, opposite Beit Lehem. Verse 43. And the bones of Issachar and Zebulun they buried in Zidon, in the portion which fell to their children. Verse 44. And Dan was buried in the city of his children in Eshtael, and Naphtali and Asher they buried in Kadesh Naphtali, each man in his place which he had given to his children. Verse 45. And the bones of Yosef they buried in Shechem in the part of the field which Jacob had purchased from Hamor, and which became to Yosef for an inheritance, the tribe of Yosef. Verse 46. And they buried Binyamin in Jerusalem opposite the Yabusi, not with the Jebusites, okay, which was given to the children of Binyamin. The children of Israel buried their forefathers, each man in the city of his children. Verse 47, and you can reference the book of Joshua 24:29. And at the end of 2 years, pardon me, I got a frog in my throat here. Just a second. There we go. At the end of 2 years, Joshua the son of Nun died, 110 years old, and the time which Joshua judged Israel was 28 years. And Israel served Yahweh all the days of his life. Verse 48. And the other affairs of Joshua and his battles and his reproofs with which he reproved Israel, and all which he had commanded them, and the names of the cities which the children of Israel possessed in his days, behold, they are written in the book of the words of Joshua to the children of Israel, and in the book of the wars of Yahweh, which Moshe and Joshua and the children of Israel had written. I do believe that is Ele Devarim, words of the days. That would be Chronicles. Verse 49. And the children of Israel buried Joshua in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serach, which was given to him in Mount Ephraim. Verse 50. And Eleazar, the son of Aharon, died in those days, and they buried him in a hill that has belonging to, in italics, Phinehas, his son, that's the one that ran the javelin through the grace mixers, which was given him in Mount Ephraim. And that ends chapter 90. So we're coming down the home stretch here. 91 is not that long. I'll give a little introduction to the Apocrypha after this, and then play a little music. I have loaded a bunch of really nice stuff to play on the shows. I got tired of only having three or four things. Verse 1 of chapter 91. At that time, after the death of Joshua, the children of the Canaanite were still in the land, and the Israelites resolved to drive them out. And verse 2, you can reference Judges chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And the children of Israel ask of Yahweh, saying, who shall first go up for us to the Canaanite to fight against them? And Yahweh said, Yahuda shall go up. Verse 3, and the children of Yahuda said to Shimeon, that's the people, not the actual man, he was dead, we're talking the tribes talking to one another, the leaders. Go up with us into our lot, and we will fight against the Canaanite, and we will likewise go up with you in your lot. So the children of Shimeon went with the children of Yahuda. Verse 4. And the children of Yahuda went up and fought against the Canaanite. So Yahweh delivered the Canaanite into the hands of the children of Yahuda, and they smote them in Bezek 10,000 men. Verse 5. And they fought with Adoni-Bezek in Bezek, and he fled from before them, and they pursued him and caught him, and they took hold of him and cut off his thumbs and great toes. And Adoni-Bezek said, 70, that's 60, and 10, that makes 70, kings having their thumbs and great toes cut off, gathered under my table. As I have done, so Elohim has requited me. So he did that to the other kings. Well, they did that to him. And they brought him to Yerushalayim, and he died there. Verse 7. And the children of Shimeon went with the children of Yahuda, and they smote the Canaanite with the edge of the sword. Verse 8. And Yahweh was with the children of Yahuda, and they possessed the mountain. That would be the mountain that Yerushalayim is on. That mountain. That's the territory of Yahuda. And the children of Yosef went up to Bethel, the same as Luz, that means the house of God, Bethel. The same as Luz, and Yahweh was with them. Verse 9, we can reference Judges chapter 1, verse 23. So this book spans a lot of books, okay? And the children of Yosef spied out Bethel. And the watchmen saw a man going forth from the city, and they caught him and said to him, show us now the entrance of the city, and we will show kindness to you. In other words, otherwise we'll kill you. Verse 10. And that man showed them the entrance of the city, and the children of Yosef came and smote the city with the edge of the sword. Verse 11, and the man with his family they sent away, they didn't kill him, and he went to the Hittites, and he built a city, and he called the name of it Luz, just like the other city they called Luz. He built another Luz, because one was Bethel. So all the Israelites dwelt in their cities, and the children of Israel dwelt in their cities, and the children of Israel served Yahweh all the days of Yahshua and all the days of the elders who had lengthened their days after Yahshua and saw the great work of Yahweh which he had performed for Israel. And the death of Yahshua is in Judges 2. Verse 8. Verse 12. And the elders judged Israel after the death of Yahshua for 17 years. That's the period of the judges, okay? Verse 13. And all the elders also fought the battles of Israel against the Canaanite, and Yahweh drove the Canaanite from before the children of Israel to place the Israelites in their land. Verse 14, and he accomplished all the words, okay, nothing was lacking, and he accomplished all the words which he had spoken to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and the oath which he had sworn to give to them and to their children the land of the Canaanite. Verse 15. And Yahweh gave to the children of Israel the whole land of Canaan, as he had swore to their ancestors, and Yahweh gave them rest from those around them. And the children of Israel dwelled securely in their cities. Verse 16. Blessed be Yahweh forever. Amen and amen. That means so be it and so be it. Verse 17. Strengthen yourselves and let the hearts of all you that trust in Yahweh be of good courage. And that ends Sefer HaYashar. That ends the book of Jasher. Oh, boy. It's wonderful. Now let me set that aside, and I am going to get this book, which has all the Apocrypha in it. I have separated the book of Yashar into a separate file on my website. Because it is so long, there's so many shows for Yashar. Okay. Now we're going to get into the Apocrypha next, which is the intertestamental books. Okay. It gives the history basically between the testaments, the so-called Old Testament and the New Testament. It's all one testament. But these are not so much scriptural, well, there are scriptural parts to them, but they are historical, which is very, very important. You need to know what went on between, because there's a lot of history. If you can get a copy, and they're readily available, of the book of Josephus, that has a lot of history in it as well, and it's an interesting read. It gives you a lot of information. So the order in which I'm going to do these, I'm going to start out with the book of Tobit, that none of these are very long. Okay, these are going to be short, just a few shows each. Then I will be going to Judith. Okay, this is written from the Greek. These are not necessarily written from Hebrew. These are written from the Greek. Then I'm going to go, I'm going to skip Esther. It's got additional Greek chapters. And I'm gonna let that go. I'm not gonna fool with it. It really doesn't give you any more information than what you've got in Esther. Then I'm going to go to the Wisdom of Solomon. Now, this is one of the bigger books, okay? It's got quite a few chapters in it, 19 to be specific. Now you remember, this is from Greek. This is not from the Hebrew. The next book is Ecclesiasticus, or the Wisdom of Jesus, son of Sirach. It's called Sirach. That's the main title. All of these are historical and exhortations. They're very interesting, but they are not canonical scripture, not giving you commandments. They may quote some. Sirach is a large volume compared to the rest. I'm trying to turn to the end of it. It has 51 chapters, but they're short. None of them are real long like in the other books. Now, we've done the Apocalypse of Baruch, but there's another book in here called Baruch. And it is not the Apocalypse. We've done a show on that. So I'm going to do Baruch. Then is the prayer of Azariah, and they have in here the Song of the Three Jews. They're not Jews. They're Judahites, Yahudim, three Yahudim, because they were faithful, were obeying the Torah, not the Talmud. They were not Talmudic Jews, okay? And it is just a short little thing. I may be able to get it done in one show. Then we have the book of Susanna. And this is chapter 13 of the Greek version of the book of Daniel. And it's a little short thing. And it's a historical thing. Then we have Bel. That's Baal. Okay. Bel, the priest of Baal, or Baal. And the dragon. And that's chapter 14 of the Greek version of Daniel. Now that's important. Then we have the books of Maccabees. Now, I'm not going to do them because Eli wants to do them with me. He wants to do that. We have been doing 2 Esdras. But we have not done 1 Esdras. So I will do 1 Esdras. But 2 Esdras, you need to download and listen to the shows of Yahweh's Covenant People. On Fridays with Greg Howard and Eli and myself, we have dissected 2 Esdras. We're still in it. We're not done yet. And then 4 Maccabees, but I'm not going to do Maccabees because Eli and I are going to do all 4 books of Maccabees. That will end the Apocrypha. And then we will start into what is called the New Testament. Now, I'm going to get all my Greek dictionaries and all my stuff out, and I will be well prepared and have lots of notes, and I will really get into the quote-unquote New Testament. I should have the Apocrypha pretty much done by the middle of summer, and I will be well into the New Testament, because I'm really gonna do a word study there. I'm gonna take my time, and I will do all of that. Then that will be the end of the Word for Word series, probably sometime in 2019. I am playing reruns on Tuesdays and Thursdays for those that are trying to play catch up. All of the Old Testament and now all of Yashar are on my website for download. That's www.pastor-steve.com. All of them are there. I will add the Apocrypha as I do them, and then I will add the New Testaments as I do them. But we have another wild ride coming up, because this is going to be fun. There's nothing I like better than doing studies in Scripture. It's just the best. What can I say? I don't have a television. I don't watch TV. I don't really. Oh, I'll scroll around on the net and look at some stuff. Mainly I'm in correspondence with other Christian identity people, and I help there. And then, of course, I do my wake-up call sermons. And that comes from Yahweh. I don't know what's coming. He tells me. Okay? That I can't plan ahead and say, oh, I'm going to read this and this and this. Nah. That doesn't work like that. But I am at the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This is pre-recorded, and a couple more shows will be pre-recorded. I feel that I must lead by example. I mean, if I'm supposed to be pastor of this Kentucky group, senior pastor here, I have to lead by example. I can't say one thing and then do another. We've seen all too much of that, even in Christian identity. Matter of fact, especially in Christian identity. People with dual purposes, divided loyalties, large egos, unstable. I've been what I've been for most of my life, and then just like Paul, the light came on and I realized who and what I was and who and what he is and who and what Yeshua is. And it's been a long road. My life has changed so much. I mean, I was pretty much a believer when I went to the joint, okay? That's part of what got me locked up, because I stood firm. I used all those years productively, and I studied and studied and studied and studied. And these shows are the fruit of that labor. This is what came of that. I did not waste my time on frivolous nonsense. And since I've been out these past few years, I have not gone back into the world. I have not wasted my time. Now, how can I tell other people oh, you should do this and you should do that, and yet do something entirely different myself? That is so fake. And I've seen so much of that. And I'm glad he's kept me from that and kept me humble. He humbled me. He smote me down and yanked me back up. I had a big heart attack at the Feast of Tabernacles last year. I have been healed, and I am stronger and more passionate about this than ever. I'm on fire. And I'm watching the end times come creeping in on us. And it's accelerating more and more and more and more and more. It's like a snowball going downhill. It's gathering mass and it's gathering velocity. And these devils are out to get us. And they're trying everything. They're panicking in these last days. I urge you to prepare spiritually first and physically second. Get ready for some hard times. If you get a bunch of stuff and you don't need it, you can still use it. But if you don't prepare yourself, you're going to be caught blowing in the breeze. You need to get ready. If you don't, oh man, they've been saying this for years. Nothing has been happening for years like it's happening right now. What can I say to you? There's just too much going on. You can't ignore it. Oh, you hear about arrest and they're going to do this and they're going to do the deep state and all of that. You don't need to worry about what men are going to do or the government or some lawyer. You need to worry about what Yahweh is going to do, because he's the one that's going to put the finishing touches and the end to this evil that's going on. He's the one that's going to wreck it finally. And we need to be on the right side of the fence at that time. It's not something to mess with. Well, I've got 6 minutes. I might play a little bit of stuff. And go out with a bang. So may Yahweh bless and keep you and keep the feasts, okay? I'll talk to you a little bit later. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on. Christ, the royal master, leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Picking down in Jacksonville. People down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Richard Best picking on that red guitar. So gather round, now gather round, chill and be down. Well, just get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can be loud, yeah, and be proud. And you can be proud, yeah, and I'll be proud. You will be, because South's gonna do it again and again. But he sure can play. And there's ZZ Top, and you can't forget that old brother Will is getting soaking wet. And all the good people down in Tennessee, you're digging Barefoot Jerry and CDB. Well, gather round, chill and get down. Well, you can get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can get loud, him, be proud. Well, you can be proud, him, be proud to a rebel, cause South's gonna do it again. Yes, it is.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.